A study in the current issue of the journal Science shows that differences in the temperaments of children can persist into adulthood. Researchers showed that adults who were very shy and cautious as toddlers have a distinctive reaction in their brains when they see new faces, NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
This is one of those studies whose real meaning lies in its long history. 20 years ago, a group of 112 toddlers, two-year-olds, were the focus of a study on temperament. Half of these babies were classified as shy, and the other half outgoing. When confronted by someone new, the shy toddlers would typically freeze, not move. But the outgoing babies would characteristically approach and interact with a new person. Research psychiatrist Carl Schwartz from the Massachusetts General Hospital says that as the toddlers grew up, those complex behavioral differences were accompanied by very distinctive differences in the children's peripheral physiology.
They had differences in their heart rate and heart rate variability, how much their pupils dilated during cognitive tasks, even the tension in their vocal cords when they spoke words.
Levels of the stress hormone cortisol were higher in the very shy children compared to the very outgoing children. Shy children also smiled less and weren't as spontaneously chatty as bold children. Over the years, numerous studies of these children were conducted by Harvard psychologist Jerome Kagan, Carl Schwartz, and others. And by and large, the profiles of these two temperament types remained stable throughout childhood and on into early adolescence. Fast forward now another 10 years. Researcher Carl Schwartz tracked down some of these same children who were now young adults. He wanted to see if the footprint of their early temperament was still visible.
We looked at 22 subjects, and 13 of them had been inhibited in the second year of life, and 9 had been uninhibited. And they were between 21 and 22 years of age.
They came into the lab and had brain scans done while they looked at photos of familiar faces and unfamiliar faces. Schwartz focused his attention on that tiny almond-shaped structure in the brain, considered our central alarm system, the amygdala, watching how it reacted. And this is what he saw.
21-year-old adults who had been categorized in the second year of life as inhibited, compared with those who had been categorized as uninhibited, showed greater amygdalar activation to unfamiliar versus familiar faces.
Those with uninhibited temperaments, however, did not show this amplified brain reaction to new faces. So another marker of temperament is found, this time observed deep inside the brain. Now, there's one other intriguing finding that becomes apparent only after studying these individuals for decades, from infancy through adulthood. A percentage of the very shy and the very bold babies were at increased risk for developing mental health problems later in life. In fact, over a third of the very shy inhibited group had social phobias or anxiety disorders by age 13. And at the other end of the temperament spectrum, some of the very uninhibited babies displayed behavior problems as they entered adolescence, ranging from being very hot-tempered and stubborn to being impulsive and aggressive. Neuroscientist Richard Davidson from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the study presents the first evidence that directly implicates the amygdala in temperamental profiles. But he also cautions that temperamental tendencies do not determine future problems.
I think it would be really inappropriate and a misreading to suggest that infants who are inhibited always grow up to be adults who are excessively shy, have very high levels of amygdala activation, and are potentially vulnerable to anxiety disorders.
In fact, the large majority of individuals with bold, uninhibited temperaments do not have behavioral problems. Likewise, most shy people fall somewhere closer to the middle of the temperament spectrum, having some characteristics from both sides, and generally moderating further toward the middle as they grow up. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.